Relax a little bit, Adam. It's great to see you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Okay, let's go. Let's see the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Yudam et al, because we want to try to get to the two dots. Not today, but then after we get to finish up the sugya, then we'll have to do chazal. Let's see the shy. Ibailu. I'm proud of everyone to come here and skip the day. Ibailu, Gemara, a shy. Be a nisun also, erisin aisa. What does Bia accomplish? Does Bia accomplish not only erisin, but does it also accomplish nisun? Yeah? Ibailu. Be a nisun also, erisin also. We know that one of the three kinyan of man, kibakadash, mukesh, star, will be a. When a guy engages in bia, does it do everything in one shot? Does it only do erusin? Morris says, lama nafkimine. Nafkimine is again. Nafkimine, let's go. Nafkimine yorsha. A woman that dies, a husband inherits her. That's only when? That's only by a nesua, not by an arusa. So if he's bowl and accomplishes both, he's yorusher. If it only accomplishes kedushin, then what? He's not yorusher. Latamela. If he's a kohen and she dies, they had nisuin, what happens? It goes to her cemetery, yes? Goes to Levaya. If it only accomplishes Eris, and it doesn't. Number three, Laafr Nidore. The Baal is made for the Nidore of his wife is in Nisua, not in Arusa. Because when it's in Arusa, he has to do with a partnership with who? With the father. Yeah? With the father. The footer. Lamaisa. If she's a Nara, at least, right? If she's a Nara. You know what I mean? Once she's a Bulgaris, that's it. Lamaisa. He doesn't have any ability to make for an adharm at all till when? They're together with what? They're together bishas what? They're together bishas eris. What happens if it's nesuin? What happens if she's a bulgaris? Right? What happens if she's a bulgaris? Then what? If he only has rights, then he only has been made for an adharm, I guess, from the time of what? From the time of even erison, I guess, no? We got to check that din out. You follow what I'm saying? See, a Baal is made for a Nidarim of his wife on Nesua when she's a what? When she's a, even when she's a Nara. When she's Nesua, she's totally hers, yes? But when she's an Nara Rusa, the father and the husband share it. I want to know when she's a Bulgaris. No, when she's a Bulgaris, the father's definitely gone. That's what I'm saying. Is it right? Is it? That's what I'm wondering. Is it by Erison or only by Nesua? What do you say? You know the din? We gotta check it out over Shabbos. What'd you say? I know. Is the Baal do the whole thing from the time of Nisuin or from the time of Erisin? I don't know. We gotta check it out. I don't think so, but I don't think that's the din. Because in the shtickle, you look in the Ram Perikov Beis. Want to get my Raman Ben? Perikov Beis, I think he says only Nisuin. Remember Achnasu Rishus?
We're talking about tomorrow, it would make more sense.
I understand, but he doesn't get. No one has the ability to do it till Nisuin. That's what I'm saying. You hear what I'm saying?
No one has the ability.
I understand. I'm saying when she's a Bulgaris, no one has the right to touch in the Dharm Children's Nisuin. You look in the Raman of Chosish, Perikov Beis, Baal, Kodal, Cholam, Rishisto, Me'ema, Sayiske, Berusha. Right? It says it, that's by Yerusha. Where's the Alacha by a forest of Dharm? Where's the Alacha by a forest of Dharm? Does he quote here? Let's look quick, Lamaisa. What do you have by a forest of Dharm? Lamaisa, do you have it? I have it in the Sefer. You have the Sefer here? Does anyone have the Sefer here? Do you want to get it quick? Get it real quick. Please, thank you. Run. Come on, Ritza.
Faster.
Ritza. So this is what I'm wondering, Lamaisa. You hear what I'm saying? By Nisuin, when she's a Bulgaris, what's the din? By Nisuin, when she's a Bulgaris, what's all halacha? Pretty sure, Lamaisa, that till Nisuin, there's nothing. So this is the Shaila, halacha Lamaisa.
Nothing like even the...
Yeah, I don't think anyone can be... No, the only one who can be made for is the Baal. The Baal, that's quick. The Baal can't do it till Nisuin. Not fast enough.
No, the Baal,
Maisa, you hear what I'm saying?
What? When she's a... Nara, that's
a
can do
half. I understand, but I don't think anyone can touch it till she's in the suin, the husband. Allah Lamaisa. I don't think anyone can do it till the Nisuin. We gotta check the din out, okay? Everyone's asking good. We'll have to check it over Shabbos. I just see that there's a din here. Yeah. You see this? It says Allah Lamaisa, we had the steer in the Rambam, right? The steer in the Rambam. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Nedarim. Thank you for getting it. Perikid Aleph. Acher Mesir Leshluchi Abal Eina Av Yochel. Let's talk about Anara, so it doesn't really help us. Ilchus Nadarim Pirkid Aleph. Let's look. Because I was talking about Anara. You have a flaw? Ben, you have a flaw there? Let's go. Let's take a look quick. Sorry, I'm being lazy. A flaw. What do you say by a flaw? Let's see Pirkid Aleph, Ilchus Nadarim. See if we can find it quick. If not, we got a lot to do. Ilchus Nadarim Pirkid Aleph. He writes, talking about annulling vows. Yeah? Once she's a Nara Marasa, Shinadra, everything's Nara Marasa, Nara Marasa. The whole deal is Nara Marasa. Yeah? What do you do if she's a Bogaris? Alright, that's my impression, okay? We gotta track it down more, okay? My impression is that no one can touch her till the soon, okay? The husband only can do it. But I think that's Mistaber. I think the din is the whole schus of a farce, and that's what the Mishnah says we're gonna see. Okay, but that's a nafkemina. Let's see. Iamras, back to the Gemara. Iamras nesuunosa, yarshim etamel made for nedarim. If you own nesuunosa, there it is. No? You need nesuun to be made for nedarim. So I think what we're saying is 100% right. She's in the Bulgaris that's in nesuun that he can make for, but the Bulgaris arusa, no one can. I think that's clear. That's a din. What do you say? I understand, but the din is not limited only to nesuun. Yamras nesuun osa if bia does the yarshim etamel made from the derev. Yamras ayirson osa ain't a yarshim etamel made from the rest. Not just stafka.
It says ain't made from the derev.
Yeah, but I'm saying the father, but by Bulgaris, the father's not supposed to play a role at all. That's for sure. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a din nesuun. If I'm not mistaken, pretty sure it's a din nesuun. But the Gemara says, "My, what's the din? What's the halacha?" So Gemara gives these nafkiminis, okay? So Gemara says like this: Amar Abaye Tashma Avzakai Bebitu BeKedusha. What does that mean? The Avzakai Bebitu gives the kesef. Who gets the kesef? The father gets the kesef. Yes, we're talking about a ketana and nara here. The star. Who gets the star? The father is bekav the star. Ubebia. What do we learn on Dal and Beis beginning of the year? What does Ubebia mean? Yushami says he can hire her out, right? He can hire her out for money. No. To give her over. That's what the Yushalmi quoted. Remember that small Tyson Dalam and Bays? He quoted Yushalmi Lamaisa, right? Tyson's quoted Yushalmi. Where's the Tyson? It's on Gimel of Bays, no? Yeah, Avzakai Bimito. He could charge, right? Rashi just says you could just give her over, no? Rashi just says you could give over to have Bia. That's all. Al-Korcha, against her will. That was Rashi's touch. Okay? So what do you see continuing? Is Zakai b'mitziyasu, ma'isi adev, afarso d'areha. The father, Zakai b'mitziya. Yes? Until she gets the bagris. Yeah? So the father, Zakai, and all these things, b'mitziya, ma'isi adev, afarso d'areha, mekabal eskita, is mekabal to get. Yes? What happens if property, though, falls to her? What was the case? The father's not zocha b'hem? How could that be? What do you mean father's the property thought falls to the daughter Yerusha from the house of her mother? She doesn't need from the Paris to make a skula for her. What's a skula? You make a treasure for her that when she grows up. But if her father dies, what's the din? If her father dies, he's Yorusher. Yes? If she dies, her father's Yorusher. So what does this last thing mean? If the property falls to Yerusha, the base Eman. We don't skip. What does it mean? You guys get it? Rashi says, Paris. Minachosim anofu love this avi ima. Property fell from who? From her mother's father's house. Meaning the father had no what? Her mother's father had no what? Had no boys. And the mother also had no boys. She's an only daughter. So Mimela, who's Yorish in that case? She is. You follow me? She's Omenis Bimkoma, and she's Yorish, the property of her father. What'd you say? What do you mean? Her father's only the son? Father's the son-in-law. He doesn't get that.
No, but I'm saying one's the wife.
No. If she does die, then her father's Yorusher. Allah Kalamaisi. Until Nisuin, the guy is not Yorush at all. No, the husband.
The newest girl.
This is Kedushin. It was only Kedushin.
She's getting this from her mother's.
Right, that's correct. The husband doesn't touch it.
Still alive?
What?
If her mother's still alive?
No, if the mother dies.
So I'm saying, why doesn't the mother's Yerusha go to the father? Once the mother...
That's a, yeah.
Once the mother dies, shouldn't it go to the father?
The father has to, is dead also. You have to say the father's dead also. In other words, the Baal's Yerusha
Sishto. Then the father's never going to be dead.
What do you mean? What does it say? She doesn't eat the pears. We just make a treasure that we guard it for. No, no. She does not eat them. It means Eino Ocho means Eino Ocho pears
bin achasu pears bechaya. But isn't that the man doesn't eat? I thought that was saying that the father doesn't eat the pears.
The father doesn't eat it. That's what it means. Eino Ocho, the father.
So why didn't the father originally get these
why isn't he Yerush, you mean?
Yeah.
Why isn't he Yerush Shishto?
Why does he go to his daughter rather than go to him?
What does Rashi say here? Rashi says what? Nechasim Nofla Beis Avi Ima. He has no right in it.
Why does he have no right? His
wife.
Now it's his wife's
job. Well, Baal Yerush Shishto, you mean?
Yeah.
It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. Okay, that's a second kasha we got to look into. Okay, good. First one is, write down the first kashas, okay? Write down the kashas, I'll write them after shiur. The first kashas is about the din about Bulgaris and Nesua, and the second din is about this. Okay, it's a good kasha. Why is it not? Good, you're asking good. Is Bo Braisa
talking about she's a
Nara or Katana, correct, both. Okay? So you make her a school, a Shamra law, a Shechtigdo. She doesn't, does it mean, is Eno Echol, is it, yeah? Maybe our uncle is her, no? Yeah. All right, let's see. All right, we have to see. Okay, you're asking good. What'd you say? Bechaya means... Ain't uncle Paris Bechaya means he doesn't eat it, no? He doesn't eat it in her life. It means the father. It's referring to the father, no? If she dies, then the father's Yerushim. You're asking Lamaisa, why doesn't the what? Why do you have to say the mother's dead? Let's say the mother's not dead. That answers my own question. Who says the mother's dead?
Okay, and then why does it fall again?
Why does it fall, Lamaisa Ibeisima? She's not dead yet, no?
She's not dead, then why does the daughter
she's dead? Not dead yet. You gotta say she's dead, right? Why would she get it at all? Shalohai Yilavi Aim Vid Af Aim Mimesa. Yeah, the mother does die. You have to say she dies. She gets the Nichsei of the father, right? She gets the Varia Batsamanis from Makarosis Nichsei. Yeah, so the mother died without any males. The father had no males. The mother had no males. She's the only daughter. So she gets the property. But she cannot be Zoich in it until what? Ain't all her parents. She can't eat it in his life, the father. They just leave it aside.
His life?
Yeah, so you're asking Lamais if the mother died, why didn't the father just get Zoich of the property? Maybe he made it tonight. I think the Gemara says in Ksubas it was a Tanai he made. The grandfather made it tonight, should stay in his own family. So the son-in-law was not able to be Yerush in it. You follow what I'm saying? So that was a kid. I think this was the Gemara says in Ksubas. We'll have to verify. Bleem that over Shabbos. Let me look it up. Over Friday, the Maisa. But I'll look it up. But I think that's the case. He made it tonight, should stay in his family. You follow me? So therefore, he does get his supposed to eat the Paris, but not one. And he doesn't eat it in the life. You make a skula that it's watched for. He can't touch it. Okay? Doesn't make any sense what I'm saying. Because why? She dies, we said he's Yorusha. She dies, he shouldn't touch it either. Unless the Tanai was, and unless there's anyone left, then you can be Zofa. Anyone from his line. Okay, I think that's a shot. Okay, let's continue though. Let's go, guys. Nises, yes or love a Baal. Nises, yes or love a Baal. Shacho, Oko, Peres, Ba, Chayeha. What's it then? The father's better. Why is the father? Why is the husband better? What's yes? What does that mean, Yosef? Ni says yes or love a Baal means that the husband's better. The schus of the husband's better. Shochol peres bechaya. What does that mean? That he can eat the peres when what? You follow me? She brought into the marriage through Yerusha. He gets the peres. That's a higher level than the father. The father can't touch the peres. You follow me? The husband can touch the peres while they're married. You got me, Pinchas? Yeah. I know that's the difference. You follow me? That's called nixim milug. What's nixim milug? All the property she brings in the marriage, he has a kin in Paris, son. So he can eat the stuff. So he has a better schus than the father. Okay? You got me?
Do you know the grandfather made it tonight?
Do you know Lamaisa? Yes, we have to check that out, Lamaisa.
The first part of the nine.
Yeah, so maybe the Tri was only to exclude him? I don't think that's a pshat. Okay, we got to think about how to answer the kasha. It's a good kasha, okay? So you got two, we got two dinim we got to look into. Okay, good. So what's the Gemara say? Tani bia, tani nises. Says the word bia and it says nises. What do you see from here? What do you see from this? Tani bia, tani nises. You guys tell me. What do you say? Ah, you see that bia doesn't make nesuim. Bia only makes kedushin. So you see, l'maisa, we have a riot to our kasha. Yeah. So what's Gemara's answer? Gemara's answer is kitani. What's the answer? Nises ashara. What is nises going on? It's going on kesef and star. Yes. It's not going on bia. In a chanami, when you do bia, it does a whole. It's very possible it does all three in one old swoop. Remember we said that? Because you with me?
Yeah.
When you do bia, it could be one swoop. You got me, Yosef? Adam, you got me? Let's come on, follow this. Kiktani nises ashara. What's ashara meaning? It's going on kesef ishtar. Ashara means on kesef ishtar. Kesef ishtar lamaisa is going on you do nises. But it could very well be, very possibly does the whole thing. So you don't ask me, oh, you can bring a raya, fuck here. This is all the way it always works in shas. You have a raya and the gemara slugs it up. Doesn't mean you go the other way. Just have no ironclad raya.
Yeah.
You follow me? Okay. Now let's get this. Okay? Please get this shtickle here, Lamaisa. Very interesting. Allah Lamaisa. We saw that Ron inside actually before Pesa. Okay? We saw this Ron inside before Pesa. But I want you to get this. Before we get to the Ron, there's a numerous amount of other nafkaminas the Gemara could have given. Let's get this down. Gemara gives how many nafkaminas? I believe it gave three, no? Didn't the Gemara give three nafkaminas? Yeah? Liorsha, Latam, Lahafer, Nidareh. Gemara gave three nafkaminas. Gemara could have given many more nafkaminas. Okay? For example, let's get it. That's Mitzvah the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Mem Gimel, Mitzvah Tet Zayin. Mitzvah Mem Gimel, Os Tet Zayin. Why don't you give a nafkamina to Maisi Adel, Perisa, Mitzvah? She's in the suin. Who gets her own Maisi Adayim? Her own salary? And the Peris? And the Mitzvah? Who gets that? The husband gets it, no? Not the father. Please get it down. Maisi Adayim, Peris, and Mitzvah. You want me to write on it? You got me? Maisi Adayim, Peris, and Mitzvah. The Gemara didn't give that nafkamina. Why didn't the Gemara give that nafkamina? If there's the suin, it goes to the husband. And if it's only Erisin, it goes to who? The father. No? How about an Ara? Or a Ketana? Yes, Adam? Why did the Gemara choose only these three nafkaminas? No problem. Maisi Adayim, Peris, and Mitzvah. Maisi Adayim, Peroseha, Umitziyasa. All those things, Lamaisa, should go right to the husband. Why didn't the Gemara give that nafkamina? Yeah, so the Atzmas Yosef says the Gemara was brief. The Gemara is terse. Doesn't write all the nafkaminas. Plain and simple. That's the Atzmas Yosef's terrace, okay? However, the Minchaschinuch says a little bit of a different answer. I thought it was a beautiful answer also. He says that the Gemara is only giving nafkaminas that are diaraisim. Yerusha's diaraisim. We find that in Baba Basra, Kufiyat Alfam and Base. Maisiyah Diamond Peris are only a Takanas Chachamim. Maisiyah Diamond Peris are only a Takanas Chachamim. Okay? Maisiyah Diamond of her father, it goes to the father when she's a it's diaraisim. But when it goes to the husband, that's only the Rabbanan. So all we mentioned matters that are diraisa. Look at all three of them. What are all three? They're all diraisa. Yerusha, cemetery, Bafra, and the Durham. Those are all concepts that are diraisa. Gemara's not interested in giving nafkaminas to the Rabbanan. All three of those things, Maisedayim, Peiris, are all, and Mitzi, are all the Rabbanans. Maisedayim go to the father's diraisa, but Maisedayim go to the husband's only the Rabbanan. You got it? Okay. However, if you look in the Meiri, Minchas Chinuch. However, if you look in the Meiri says, why didn't the Gemara give a nafkamina l'gabi truma? Right? It's interesting, Kasha. Why didn't the Gemara give a nafkamina l'gabi truma? Then Arusa doesn't eat. Arusa's not ocheles, v'nesua ocheles b'truma. That would have been a good nafkamina, no? And Arusa doesn't eat, and Nesua does. So the answer is that when Makadid b'bia, she's mutter b'truma. It's not even nisa d'rabbanan. Your Mekadish Bibiya. Why? Because if you saw later in the Gemara, hopefully we'll get to it, we'll see today, Lamaisa, you got me? What is the problem? Symphon. What's symphon mean? Adam? Symphon means a what? A moon, right? That's what symphon means. Mekartos. If he had beer with her, obviously there's no symphon. Because he checked her before he had beer with her, there was no symphon. Once he's ball alert, some of them are living in one place. If they're living in a new place, there's no kshash is going to feed her father and her brother's truma. She's out of there. She's out of her father's house. You follow me? You know the Gemara and the Viker, right? The Gemara Ula. There are two reasons why an Arusa can't eat truma. Midrabana. One is because of symphon. Because maybe what? Maybe he's baller, and therefore it turns out she had a moon. My friend's not a good kedush mekachtos. She was eating truma. She was a zara. That's Ula's famous din. We learned that in Ham and Aleph this year. Yeah, yeah. Remember, we learned that in Ham and Aleph. Ula's because you're going to feed your brother.
Yeah.
Ula's because you're going to feed your brother or your myriad of years of father. Remember that.
Yeah.
Feed your brother, father. The other one is symphon. But those aren't shaykh of your baller already. So I want you to get that down. This nafkamina is a flawed nafkamina, says the Miri. Because by truma, Lamaisa, if you're baller, it's fine. It's mutter right away to eat. Don't tell me an arusa can't eat.
Even
the Rabbanon, yeah, there's no problem. Because the Rabbanon concerns aren't a problem. What was the kasha? Kasha is why did Gemara give a truma as a nafkamina? But if you're baller, if you're Makadosh with Bia, it's good. Automatically. Everyone's going to say it's good. What? No, that's what I'm saying. When you're bald, someone, you're already out of the house. There's no concern you're going to feed. Just get that down.
No, but if you're only doing
it
here,
since
you're not out of the house.
But when you have to deal with her, you moved out of the house. She's going to, if you're bald, or she's going to be living with you, Lamaisa.
Even after 50,
yeah.
40,
she's going to be living with you. You might have another apartment. Maybe there'll be people there all the time, but you're not going to be with the family anymore. She's not going to go back to the house. It's not natural. What's your live together? You're making a good horror. But I'm saying maybe there'll be other people around, but she's not going to be living still by her father if they had Bia. It's a bizarre thing. If they had Bia, she's not going to go back. Okay? That's the assumption Miri says it. So it comes out very good. Okay? Tyson also has it a little bit later. So please get that down. The Miri says that's why Truma is not an afkamim. And then also, please get it, the Tosis Rid, let's finish this Mahalak about the Nafkaminis. The Tosis Rid asks, he says, you know what? Right here, he says, why don't you give a Nafkamina whether she has a Ksuba? That would be a good Nafkamina. No? An Arusa doesn't get a Ksuba and the Sua gets a Ksuba. No? So he says, the Gemara held that an Arusa gets a Ksuba. The Gemara held at this point that Arusa has a Ksuba. That's why it wouldn't be a Nafkamina. It's not so posh as Machlekes in the Gemara, Mishnayas, but Lamayas, we assume that Arusa has a Ksuba. Okay? If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Simon and Hay Sivav, how does the Machaber Paskin in Shulchan Aruch? Well, how does the Machaber Paskin in Shulchan Aruch that an Arusa does not get a Ksuba? And the Ramah quotes 2 days over there in Simon and Hay Sivav whether an Arusa has a Ksuba. Okay? But you know what I was thinking, Allah Lamaisa? You know what I was thinking? Could very well be, Allah Lamaisa, that even according to the Mandamah, that Nesu'un Osa, you know what I mean? Since she's still ushered him, like you said, you hinted to, Pinchas, even if you're baller, you can't walk. On the side that Nesu'un is Osa, right? On the side that Nesu'un is Osa, there is a Magen Mishnah, which we'll get to, claims he's still ushered to her until he brings her into a chuppah. You need a formal chuppah. So there is no ksuba, Allah Lamaisa, since she's still ushered to him. She still lost to him until he actually does a formal chuppah. So you follow me? So according to what? According to the that nafkamina falls out completely. Because even if you hold Eris and Osa, she still wouldn't get her ksuba. Because he's still not mutter to be baller again until they go to chuppah. Until they need a formal chuppah. We'll go back to that magamishna. So that's why that nafkamina is flawed. Okay, got it? Very good. And then the last, you follow what I'm saying? Yeah, sure. In other words, why don't you? Tosfos Rid asks, give a very simple nafkamina. And Arusa, if B is Arusa also, you don't get a ksuba. If the Sun also, you get a ksuba, yeah? So he said, the Gemara held that Arusa gets a ksuba. So therefore, it wouldn't be a nafkamina. Because I said it's subject to machlekes. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says that Arusa doesn't get a ksuba, like I said. But the Ramah quotes a machlekes about it. So it's not so posh. That's what I'm pointing out to you. But there's a Magen Mishnah that claims, and we'll get to that Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah claims the Magen Mishnah claims, Halacha L'maisa, he says that even according to Tzad Nisun Osu, you can't be baller again. So you formally go into the chuppah. Even if you're all there in Osu, you can't go into what? You can't be baller again until you go into chuppah. You follow me?
Okay.
So therefore, even if you hold the su and osa, she doesn't get ksuba, because you're usher to her. You know what I mean? The whole point of having ksuba is when you're mutter to her. So even according to the tzad and the su and osa, you don't get a ksuba.
Oh, so
the whole nafkamin is flawed according to Magen Mishnah.
Maybe the Meiri then was assuming not like the Magen Mishnah.
Seems that way, yeah. It seems that way. Seems that way, yeah. Seems that way, they'll be mutter, yeah. Seems that way, you don't need a formal assume. What'd you say?
So according to the
ear, once you do beer, you're done. You don't need it.
But there's
no need if you'll be all soon also. Remember we said that from the Ron.
So if what?
We said that from the Ron. Remember we did that Ron before Pesach. We read that Ron inside. That beer, the quintessential soon is beer, right?
But if you hold the beer, post the air.
No.
And then after air, since you're going to be mutter to him, you won't need
no, sure. No. I said, even according to the tzad that beer in the suin also. According to my number, beer, air is also, of course she's also until they have chuppah.
No.
That's for sure. But even according to the tzad that beer in the suin also, that's the chiddish, the Magen Mishnah. Please get that down. There's still also the form of chuppah. That's a chiddish niflum of the Magen Mishnah. So that's why I gave that Magen Mishnah l'maisa, okay? Magen Mishnah says, l'maisa, let's just point out the Magen Mishnah right now. Perikud al. Why didn't the Gemara give another nafkamina? You with me? That it, why is it mutter to be baller? Like I just said, right? If you hold Eris and also, you're Aser Nur. If you hold Bia and Nisun also, then it's mutter. You know why I didn't give that nafkamina? Because even if you hold Bia and Nisun also, please get it down. It's Aser to what? It's Aser to be baller to go to Chuppah. So you're asking good, Pinchas. What's the lumdus? So there's a Reb Chaim in the stencil to be mazmi this Magen Mishnah. Again, the Magen Mishnah is even though Bia and Nisun also, you're usher to her until when? Until you formally bring her in the chuppah. Because Reb Chaim writes in the stencil that a chuppah does two things. What are the two things that an nisuin does? Kinyan nisuin and amaisa matiru v'biya. So if you hold nisuin osa, it makes a very strong kinyan, like nisuin. But the heter biya is not totally be kinyan. The heter biya is totally in chuppah, in order to matter her. So you need a formal heter biya that you need chuppah for. It's a big chiddush, tremendous chiddush. But that's what the Magen Mishnah says. Yeah, in other words, what's the hesber of the Magen Mishnah? That Nisu and Osa, you can't be baller again until you have a chuppah? Yes, because Nisu is a kinyan. Chuppah does two things. It's a kinyan Nisu and a maisa matir of a bia. So if you all be a Nisu and Osa, it's a good kinyan. That's the kinyan shibah, creates the kinyan of Nisu. But the heter marital bia is not until you actually have a chuppah. You need a chuppah to matter that. She's a big chiddush, but that's what he wants to tie in. I mean, if he had beer with her once, shouldn't he do it again? No? But he says no. He says the beer in the sunos only outs the kinin shibo. But outs the heter beer, you need a formal chuppah. Interesting. Kesef mishnah is doka the whole thing. You know why the Gemara give a nafkamina? This is what I that's what I thought, like this Magen Mishnah. Why did the Gemara give this nafkamina? Why not? Because it's cheap. It's so simple. I mean, Rabbanu Shalom. You'll be in the Sun also, and then what? Obviously, I'm going to deliver beer. If you hold what? If you hold Eris in the Sun also, then what's the din? If you hold Eris in the Sun also, what's the halacha? If you hold Eris in the Sun also, what's the din? You can't have beer with her again until you have chuppah. So the Gemara didn't give that nafkamina because it was simple, says the Kesef Mishnah. Interesting. No? It's against that Magen Mishnah. You got me? Clerkite? Yeah? Alright, we got it?
The only thing according to Reb Chaim is understanding of the Magen Mishnah.
Yes.
The only thing that's going to give you a nice time of tira with the Bia is going to be
chuppah. Yeah, absolutely. You said it nicely. Very good. But the Kesef Mishnah, the whole thing is wrong. Magen Mishnah is wrong, and the Gemara didn't give. If the Magen Mishnah is wrong, so how do you answer Kasha? Kesef Mishnah, the Gemara didn't need to give that after me. It's a double repulsion. You know what I mean? If Bia is Eris and also, you can't have Bia with her until you have chuppah. If Bia is Nisun also, it's done already. Of course you can. You're married. It's a big chiddush, this Magen Mishnah. Okay, and then the last nakuda in this mahalach, let's get it. There's one other nafkamina that we're not going to give in. We're dealing with a nara who's an arusa, correct? Remember we said that? Yeah? We're dealing with a nara who's an arusa, yeah? A ketana too as well, but certainly a nara as well. What's the din if you're bowling a nara marasa? If you're mezana with a nara marasa, what's the punishment? Skila. What's the punishment if she's a Nara Nesua? Chenek. Why did the Gemara give that nafka mina? That's a kasha the Marit and the Paras Yosef ask. You got it?
Yeah.
So what's the terz? Even if you hold Eris and Osa, she won't get skila. Why? Because she's a Ba'ula. It's a genius answer, no? She's a Ba'ula. And even if it's Mekadosh with Bishalok Adarka, we also said she was a Ba'ula, remember? She's Chayv Chenek. Yeah? Remember, he who also Shalok Adarka? Remember, the Baal makes her a Ba'ula Shalok Adarka? He's the one who makes her into a what? He's the one who makes her into a Ba'ula. So, man, if he's the one who makes her into a Ba'ula, she's what? What's the din? She's Chayv what? She's Chayv Chenek. So that's why it's no Nafkamina. Let's chazer over this Mahalach. Gemara only gave three Nafkaminas. We asked numerous kashas. Gemara could have given other Nafkaminas. We asked about what? Matzah, Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Paris, Mitzvah. We gave an answer. Gemara's brief. Gemara's not giving an exact list. Mitzvah, and only the Arises. That was one subset. Then the Gemara had another subset. We asked about what? The Miri Truma, right? How did the Gemara answer about Truma? What we say the Miri said? Obviously she can eat it. What you, even if you hold what? Even if you hold Arison. There's no Nafkamina, right? Because he was Baal already. So you're not worried about the Xer the Rabbanans. Yeah? Not worried about Xer that she's a Mashka. You're not worried about Simfo because he checked her out. Right?
Yeah, I still don't fully.
Why don't you get that one?
Because if
okay, he's assuming once you live with her, she's out of the house. It's not such a crazy. That's what I said. It's not a crazy assumption.
She, live?
She lives with him. With other people. How with other people, Amaisa? There's no Isser Yichud? No, forget about other people. There's no Isser Yichud.
No
just can't be with her. No.
No,
he was with her once. He'll control himself. Suga Vashashanim. Yeah, let's say there's no other people there. In a Hanami. There's no other people. We're working through it. Then we asked about Nafkinu Baksuba. So the Tosis Rid said what? The Arusa what has Ksuba? Shulchan Aruch says the Arusa doesn't have Ksuba. Maromai had 2 days. And Magabish said all Nafkinu is faulty by Ksuba. Because why? He says, even if it'll be in the Suun Osa, it's also to have Bia with her, therefore there's no Ksuba. What's the husband alumnus for it? So Reb Chaim says it's 2 dinim. There's a Kinyan in the Suun and there's a Maisa Matir of Bia. The Bia in the Suun creates the Kinyan, but the you need a formal chuppah to matter her for what? Matter the Bia. And then the last afkamina was, why don't you give Chenek a skill in Chenek? So we said that even if it's Eris and Osa, she's not skill, she's a Bula, and even if she's a Bula, a Bula. Sorry, what do you want to say, Pinchas?
The fact that his. That he had
Biyotia
once, he's going to be
Afikia and Nesir Yichud.
Even though he
yeah.
can control himself, it's
going to... That's the din, Sukkah Bashoshanim. In fact, Chazon Ish wants a claim that if you have a Chuppas Nida, yeah. Chazon Ish has a Chiddush that the Isra Yichud is only Drobana. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Poshim Shad and Gemara, you know, the Gemara says Sukkah Bashoshanim, Hedge of Roses, Gemara son Hedge and Daf Lamed Ches. So he can conquer himself. That's Dr. Lamb's book on Taras Mishpacha, Hedge of Roses. He got it from there. But Lamaisa, because mine didn't have Biyah, there's an Isra to be with her, Yichud, right? So most say it's in the Sidra, because Nisha says, well, since they're married, they're Rabbanan. Because it's like Paspasala. Since you're already married to her. So I'm saying, Pum Fakir, what you're saying, you know what I'm saying? So there's a sheet that says even the Rabbanan. So here, it was Baal, or no problem. Okay? All right, good.
Where is
that, Gemara? Sanhedrin Lamaches Mlaf, Suka Bashashan. Gemara makes a drosha. Okay, good. Fine. Very good.
What was the answer at the Teretz for the end?
What did you say?
Maharit.
Because Lamaisa, she's a Ba'ula. Even if you hold Eris and Osa, she's still physically a Ba'ula. You're a baller. She's not going to get skila. The guy's Bazana with her.
Yeah, what was the last question?
Question is, why don't you give enough community of Bia's Eris and Osa, and then she gets skila if another guy's Bazana with her? If you're Nisu and Osa, then she gets Chenek. Yes? So the answer is that's not a good enough community because even if you hold Bia's Eris and Osa, but she's physically a Ba'ula. She's physically a Ba'ula. So, and let's say he's Makadosh or Shloka Darka. That also makes her a Bula, we learned, right? The Baal makes her a Bula. Okay, good. Excellent, guys. So that's the second Mahalach. Very good. First Mahalach was Lamaisa Legabe. First Mahalach, there's a Kashas we have to point out, Lamaisa. Okay? All right. Now, Lamaisa, there is an interesting Kasha. Let's just get to it, Lamaisa, briefly. Let's get to that was the first malach we did was the nafkaminas. Then the first malach was the second malach. First malach was the kashas guys asked. Want to get to? We have to answer that. The second malach was the nafkaminas. There's the Ron I gave you. I gave you the Ron. What does the Ron here want to say? Let's get it. We did the Ron inside the other time. I want to just focus on a little bit. Then we got to go. We'll see if we I'm going to do that. Taisus, we'll see. Okay. Lamaisa, what did the Ron say? What was the Ron's Kiddush that we did before Pesach? I forgot what Daf was in Daf Erif. You remember? The Ron, I said earlier in Shul, that the quintessential Bia is what? Quintessential Nesun is Bia. Bia has to be, the Ron proves from here that Bia Kiddush is Kona like Chuppah Kiddush. The quintessential Bia, remember we point out five sheetahs when you're showing them? Yes? Remember we point out five sheetahs on what Nesun is? Everyone's going to give Bia as the archetypical. That's the quintessential. The quintessential is the better word. The quintessential Nesun, Adam, is Bia. You follow me? That's the quintessential Nesun is Bia. Thank you very much. Heaven based Dapir Riff. We went through the whole Ron. We said it outside in Shir. Line by line. You remember that? So Ron says the quintessential Nesun is what is Bia. So he says, if Biyaka Kedushin is also Nesuin, then you can have such a suffix. That was what Ron said. What's a suffix? What's a suffix? What's a suffix in the Gemara? Is Bia Kedushin also? Oh, is it Arison or is it Nesuin? Yes? But if Biyaka Kedushin does not create Nesuin, then how could you have a Havermin that Bia's Kedushin can make Nesuin? That was the proof of the Ron. You got me? The only way you could say that the Bia's quintessential Nesuin is Lamite, I mean, our Gemara proves it, because you can't clear a Shiloh, oh, does Bia do Arison or does Bia do Nesuin? That's assuming that Bia after a regular Kedushin is the quintessential Nesuin, can't create Nesuin. Now I can clear, well, if you do Bia for Kedushin, does it do both in one swoop or not? But if Bia doesn't do it, if Bia doesn't create Nesuin after Kedushin, obviously it shouldn't work, right? That was the Ron's riot, okay? So the Stiper in Simon Yudesh just asks the following. He just says, if Bia is Osin Nesuin after she's an Arusim, then why can't Bia Rishona of Kedushin, right? Why? What the Stiper wants to ask is, if Bia is Osin Nesuin after she's an Arusim, yes? So why shouldn't Bia Rishona of Kedushin work to make her in the suah? What's the Savik Dilma Rak Erisinosa? Follow what I'm saying? That's what the stipend wants to tie it. The Ron just points out it's Mukach that Bia is quintessential in the suah. After Bia works after Kedushin, no doubt, and it's a good in the suah, yeah? You follow me? Because otherwise, Akad Gemara clears such a Shiloh. Yeah?
Okay.
Akad Gemara clears such a Shiloh, Lamaisa. Whether Bia is Arison and Nesuin Osa. Obviously, Bia would work after Kedushin. Now the Gemara is just asking, if you do it in one swoop, Lamaisa, would it work for both? So what the Stipe was asking, if Bia does Nesuin after Arison, so why shouldn't Bia Rishona of Kedushin create what? Why shouldn't Bia Rishona of Kedushin create Nesuin? You follow me? That's what the stipe was bothered by. Does that make sense, that Kasha? What'd you say?
So the Gemara is trying to figure it out.
No, but what's the suffix Dilma Rak Erisinosa? It should be clear that it does both. If Bia is Osin Nesuin after she's an Arusa, he claims that that shows that it's powerful, right? So if it's so powerful, so then why can't Kedushin of Bia do it? That's what he's asking. I don't really hear the kasha at all. Do you?
It's the question of the Gemara.
Well, he's asking, what should be the kasha of the Gemara, Lamaisa? He says that the suffix is maybe it should only take effect soon after she's already Arison. Dafka be Arison, about Rusa's Tophis, Taurus Nesuin. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. I don't understand his kasha, but he's assuming that if Bia can do something after Arison, can make her Nesuin, so why shouldn't it work as Kedushin? I hear it a little bit. Why shouldn't it stir that it also is creating Arison? Let it also create Nesuin at the same time. No? Okay. So he's saying it's a Dover Pashat. That's what he wants to tie it. Okay. The way he wants to say it is like this. He thinks the Shiloh of the Gemara is like this. The Shiloh of the Gemara is that maybe the din of Nesuin is only Chal after she's already in Arusa. Meaning, Davka Barusa does Nesuin make sense. That's the way he wants to learn the Shiloh. I want you to get it down. He wants to learn the Shaila that maybe Nisuin only makes sense if she's already in Arusa. In our terminology, is Nisuin a Gemar or a separate Kinyan? If it's a Gemar, then you cannot imbue Nisuin on a woman that is not in Arusa beforehand. It cannot be done in one swoop. That's the Shaila. In our terminology, I would basically say, is Arusa a Gemar or a separate Kinyan? If it's a Gemar, then it can only work already if there's been a starter. If it's a separate kinyan, then maybe you could do it in one swoop. That's the way I want to say this tipler. You follow what I'm saying? That's how I want to say this tipler. Cypress shot. Hear what I'm saying? No, let's say it in our words. You get it down. Man. We have the safest. Nisuin a Gemar kinyan or a separate kinyan? What does it mean it's a Gemar kinyan? It does not work in one swoop because it only works as a Gemara, meaning she's already been in Arusa. She hasn't been in Arusa before, it can't work in one swoop. If it's a separate Kinyan, then maybe it can work in one swoop. That's why I'm saying it. Okay? I don't know what the kasha that drives him to say it like that, Lamaise, I don't know, but that's a possibility to say. But what I wanted to bring out here is the following. And that is that, do you remember of Huna? Please get this down. Let's get this down. You got the Shiloh? Please get that down, whether it's a Gemara or it's a what? Separate Kinyan. You follow me? I think that's the way you could say the Shiloh and the Gemara. It's a Chiddush we're saying it right now. Okay? Maybe if it's a Gemara, it only works if she's an Arusa. You follow what I'm saying? You don't hear that? What does Gemara mean? Gemara means you're working with someone already that started.
Yeah.
You don't hear that?
No, I hear that?
So it's not good. But if all this is a separate Kinyan, then why shouldn't it work in one swoop? Let Kiddush and Nisuin work in one swoop. Why not? There's
separate
Kinyanim. Why can't you? What stops you? You could do the first part of marriage, Kiddushin, and the second part, Nisuin. But if you hold Nisuin as a Gemar of Kiddushin,
then it's obvious.
It only works if she's already in Arusa.
I understand that.
That you understand good. Yeah. The second side you don't understand? I think if they're separate Kinyanim, why can't they work in one swoop?
Okay, but there's also a side to say that it shouldn't.
Okay, but I'm saying that's the Shiloh and the Gemar. The Gemar is saying whether, if it's a Gemar, then Lamaisa Bia can only accomplish Eris and cannot accomplish Nisuin at the same time.
Yeah.
If Nisuin, it's a Shiloh in Nisuin. That's the Shiloh of the Gemara. The Shiloh is how you view Nisuin. That's good for the Shiloh in the Gemara. That's what I'm saying. You hear what I'm saying? That's how I want to say it. Okay? All right. Now, do you remember Rav Huna? What did Rav Huna say in Ham and Aleph? Chuppah's coin, actually. Remember the Marsha said there? What was the Marsha there? Remember we had a Marsha? The Marsha said Chuppah's Kona and Bebas Achas, it does Erisin and Nisuin at the same time. Yes? You follow what I'm saying? So it comes out according to the Marsha. Marsha says, according to Huna, Chuppah's Kona, you could do it all one time. Yeah? So this is Lamaisa. This is Lamaisa, very interesting. How do you do the Marsha with our Gemara? How does it square with our Gemara? Marsha says, according to Huna Chuppah's Kona, what he means is you can Mekadosh a woman doing Nisuin all one shot. That's what he wanted to tie in. You can do Eris and Nisuin all one shot, according to Huna. So, what did the Ran say? The Ran says, by us, that B is also Nisuin because Lo Gar Mi Chuppah. Remember we did that? Remember what the Ran said? The quintessential is Chuppah? So he says, since B is not also Nisuin Mitzad B Atzma, Mitzad, that there's a Maisa Chuppah, so that same Bia cannot be a Maisa Kiddushin, a Maisa Chuppah, since they're two different things, Allah Chalam Maisa. Okay, it's no worse than Chuppah. So the Ran said, Bia is also Nisuin, it's no worse than Chuppah. Yeah? It's no worse than Chuppah. So you see that since Bia is not also Nisuin, Mitzad Biatma, but it's Mitzad that it's a Maisa Chuppah, so that same Bia cannot be used as a Maisa Kiddushin, a Maisa Chuppah at the same time. You follow what I'm saying? What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said that what chuppah is kind of kesher shtar bia, and what else? Chuppah. Put it on the list. But according to Rav Huna, chuppah can be done at the same time.
Yeah.
According to the Marashal.
Yeah.
Yes? So obviously our Shiloh must be going against who? Must be going against Rav Huna, right? I would think. No, because our Shiloh is assuming chuppah is not kona. Right? We don't paskin chuppah kona, man. We don't hold like Rav Huna. And we had a machlis shurif that had a suffix. But we in Shulchan Aruch don't really accept.
What about our Gemara is telling us that we look like a Chuppah?
What I'm saying is that I'm saying that I would just say at first glance that we don't paskin like it. But what I want to bring out, nothing particularly, but what I'm saying is that we don't paskin like it.
Okay.
But what I want to say is that maybe you could square Ravuna with our Gemara. How? What did the Ron say? The Ron said that Bia, what's the possibility that Bia is also Nesu'in? It's no worse than Chuppah. Right? Why does Bia make Nesu'in? Mitzadah what? It's a Maisa Chuppah. So that same Bia cannot accomplish a Maisa Kedushin and a Maisa Chuppah because they're two different things, Halacha L'Maisa. They're two different things. So it comes out, Halacha L'Maisa, that, and that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Suffolk of the Gemara, and this is what you were asking me before, L'Maisa. If you do Bia L'Shem Kedushin, does it work also L'Shem Nesu'in? That's the Suffolk in the Gemara. What happens if you do Bia L'Achar Kedushin? Does it work for Nesu'in? Of course it works for Nesu'in. Quintessential chuppah is what? Is Bia. So the Ritva says in the Raman, the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch Simon Lamed Gimel Sif Alef, and the Vilna Gaon and Sifkan Hey, I gave it to you, says that's what the Ran and Taisa say, Halacha L'Maisa. Okay? That if you are Baal, a woman, after Kedushin, it is a good Nesu'in. And the Vilna Gaon is Madaki. If you're Baal after Kedushin, the Bia does not make a Nesu'in unless you bring her in your house as well, the Gaon says. Dafk, if you do it L'Shem Kedushin, there's a suffix. If you do it L'Shem Nesu'in, it's fine. You understand what I'm saying? The Shail in the Gemara is you did the Bia L'Shem Kedushin. Does it also work L'Shem Nesu'in or not? You understand what I mean? This is a very important akuda we're saying. What's the Shail in the Gemara? The Shail in the Gemara is you were Baal or L'Shem what? Kedushin. But does it also do Nesu'in? It's a formal objective Shail. If you're Baal or L'Shem Nesu'in, Halacha L'Maisa, there's no problem. There's no problem. For sure it's good if you did it after Kedushin. Right? You have to bring it in your house. You're Baal or L'Shem Kedushin, there's a Suffolk, doesn't work. Right? You're Baal or L'Shem Kedushin, you're Baal or L'Shem Kedushin, there's a Suffolk, whether there's a Bios and a Suin, when you're Baal or for that, Halacha L'Maisa, or not. So that's the Shaila. Okay? I mean, the Makna says, even according to the Ma'an Amar, Bios and a Suin, that's a Miskavin that you do the Erisim. Also, Rak Erisin, not Nesu'in. The subject of the Gemara is we have Kavanah for both. Can't even Mechalik and say the beginning of the Bia is Kesef, the beginning of the Bia is Kedushin, and the end of the Bia is Nesu'in. That's what the Makna wants to say. Okay? So let's chazer that Nakuda. Both according to the Nagon and the Makna. What are we saying? You have in mind what? To have Bia L'Shem Kedushin for sure. And you also have in mind that you want to do L'Shem Nesu'in. Both. You have in mind both. Question is, can you do it halachically?
Okay.
Can you do it halachically? That's what the Vilna Gaon and the Makna want to say. That's the Shaila in the Gemara, where you have both. And the beginning of the Bia would be viewed as what? Kedushin. The end of the Bia would be Nesu'in. That's the way the Makna wants to say it. And you can fill in the blank according to the Vilna Gaon. But there is no doubt, if you have Bia after Kedushin, the Bia is L'Shem Nesu'in. There's no problem at all. Halacha L'Maisa. There's no problem at all. So it comes out, Halacha L'Maisa, that I want you to keep in mind. You have in mind Kedushin and Nesu'in. The Shaila is, will it work or not? Okay? The Gaon has a line, you have to bring her into your house as well. Okay? The Gaon has a line, you bring her into your house as well. Okay? That's an interesting Shaila. If you're Baaler after Kedushin, it only works to make her Nesu'in if you bring her into her house. But if you have in mind Bia, yeah? You have in mind Bia L'Shem Kedushin, and you have in mind Bia L'Shem Nesu'in, it could very well be, it's a strange din, no? Why should you have to bring her in your house? If you had Kedushin in your bowl after L'Shem Nesu'in, why do you have to bring her into your house? Halacha L'Maisa. I would think not, but he says that. He's Medayik from the Lashon, the Mechaber, and the Rambam. That if you, remember we said the quintessential chuppah was Bia like the Ran? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch is saying that way. What's the Shulchan Aruch saying? What's the Shulchan Aruch saying? That it's not enough to have what? It's not enough to have the Shulchan Aruch L'Maisa, the Vilna Gaon is Medayik from the Lashon Ram Shulchan Aruch. If you have Kedushin, you want to do Bia, we said according to Ram, the quintessential Bia, you're done. But they're Medayik from the Ram and the Shulchan Aruch that you need to bring her into your house. You follow what I mean? That's a Chiddush. What did the Ram say? That the quintessential Chuppah is Bia, done.
Yeah.
After Kedushin. The Gaon is Medayik from the Ram and the Shulchan Aruch, not true. If it's after Kedushin, you need Bia and you got to bring her in your house. That's what they're medayik. You got to bring it in your house. That's a little bit strange to me because the suffix of the Gemara is what? What's the suffix of the Gemara? Suffix of the Gemara is you had Bia what? What's the subject of the Gemara? You had Bia L'shem Kedushin and L'shem Nisuin. It doesn't say you have to bring it in your house. It doesn't make any sense to me. That Bia after Kedushin, you have to do something extra. And here the Bia initializes the Kedushin Nisuin. It's a big chiddush to say such a thing. Allah Allah Maisa. You follow me? It's a big chiddush to say such a thing. I don't know. Maybe you have to just, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you have to fill in the blank and say also bring it in your house. If the Vilna goes bedayik for the Rabban Shulchan Aruch, that Bia after Kedushin, you have to bring it in your house. So Lamaisa, shouldn't, if B is going to do the whole thing, should you have to bring it in your house also? So I think you have to fill in the blank and say that as well. Okay? I think you have to fill in the blank and say that as well. You got what I'm saying? So let's chazer this nekuda over. So how does this fit in with Rav Huna? Rav Huna said, chup is koinin and works it all one shot according to Marsha. So Lamaisa, how does that relate to our Gemara? So first of all, I said we don't pass like Rav Huna. Even though the Ritva was mistopic, right? The Ritva was mistopic, hold like Rav Huna. But it could very well be that B is Nisuin Osa, because it's no worse than Chuppah. There's the B is Osa Nisuin Mitzad what? Not Mitzad, the B is Mitzad what? Mitzad that it's a Maisa Chuppah. So that same B cannot be a Maisa Kedushin, the two different things. That's the four. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? What did Rav Huna say? Chuppah's Kana. But he says Chuppah's Kana, it's one shot, it does Kedushin Nisuin. Right? So, but what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, according to the Ran, when you say a Bia is Osa Nisuin, well, how does it work? Because it's no worse than a Chuppah. What does it mean it's no worse than a Chuppah? When you say a Bia is Osa Nisuin, well, how is it Osa Nisuin? Not Mitzad the Bia, but Mitzad what? It's like bringing her into your Rishus. It's like a Maisa Chuppah, right? So that same Maisa Chuppah cannot work for what? For Kedushin, because Kedushin doesn't accomplish what a Chuppah does. You know what I'm saying? They're two different matters. Halach la Maisa. So therefore, when Rav Huna says chuppah is koinin, the Maharsha says it's what? It does both. Halach lamaisa. This is a chuppah accomplishes both. Babas achas chuppah yichol lasos. Babas achas erisin nesun. Chuppah is so special it can do both. So how does that square with our Gemara that B is osin nesun? B is osin nesun mitzad what? What is B osin nesun mitzad what? B is also in the sum, not mitzad the bia, but mitzad the maisa chuppah. Mitzad the maisa chuppah. So if B is the maisa chuppah, can't do at the same time what? Kedushin. Because Kedushin, not supposed to, you're not creating a maisa chuppah. You follow what I'm saying? Well, we got to think about this nekuda more. How does it Rav Huna that says, the Maharsha says, the chuppah's kun is kun of basachas. You hear what I'm saying? How does it relate to our Ran? What did our Ran say? What is the word of our Ran? Again and again and again. What is Nisun? Bia, right? The best type of Nisun is Bia. That's the best type of Nisun. So it's strange. The Maharsha says that Chuppah's Kona, Kornavuna, is Babasachas. How could that be? I'm saying it's against the Ran. I think it's against the Ran. No? The Ran's theory is that what? Bia is the best. Mitzad what? Mitzad B is the best. It's a quintessential like Hachnasas L'Rishuso. No, B is the best. So Lamaisa, he says Chuppah's kind of kedushin and it's kind of nesuin at the same time. Rav Huna, according to the Maharsha, Chuppah's kind of kedushin nesuin at the same time. How is that really so, Lamaisa? Does that square with the Ran or does it not square with the Ran? What do you think? Does that square with the Ran? Why is Bia Nisuin Osa? Mitzad the Bia? Or Mitzad the fact that it's like a Maisa Chuppah?
Acher Kedushin you're talking about?
No. I'm not talking about Acher Kedushin.
If you assume that Bia Nisuin
Osa. Rav Huna holds Chuppah's Konin is one of the three ways of a Kaddish woman. Kesher Shtar B and Chuppah.
Yeah.
But when you do Chuppah, it does Kedushin Nisuin in one time.
Yeah.
Does that fit in with the Ran that postulates by us that the best type of Nisuin is what? Is Chuppah.
The best is Bia.
The best type of Nisuin, excuse me, correct, is Bia. Does that fit in with that? It seems to be that B is locked up in a box that it's the best type of Nisuin. Doesn't say it's the best type of Kedushin, though. Didn't we say B is also Nisuin? What does B also Nisuin mean? B also Nisuin, according to the Ran, means what? Mitzad the Chuppah, that it serves as a Chuppah. It's the archetypal type of Chuppah, right? I'm just saying I don't think conception squares with the Maharsha, you know what I mean? Because if the Maharsha says that Chuppah can do Kedushin, Kedushin, guys, is the first one stage. And then he goes ahead and says a chiddush nifla that can also do nesuin at the same time. I mean, those are like two different modes, you know? And the Marashah says, Rav Huna says you can do both. I think that's against the Ran. Because the Ran is basically saying that his whole Raya, he says that the Bia is Nesu'in also because it's the archetypical, it's the quintessential type of Maisa Chuppah. All these other things, it's a quintessential, it's not Mitzad, Bia is Nesu'in also, not Mitzad what? Not Mitzad the Heter Bia, but it's Mitzad what? It's mitzad. It's not mitzad the bia, but it's mitzad that it creates a chuppah. So if it creates a chuppah, so that shouldn't be able to be served also as kedushin. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm just saying. The Ran doesn't seem to be speaking that language of the Marsha. I don't think the Marsha. I don't think they agree with the Marsha that if you hold chuppah's kona, that at the same time does a bia, because chuppah kona means that it's just as good as kesef shtar and bia. To fulfill the first part of Kedushin. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying, man? To fulfill the first part of Kedushin, Chuppah is just as good. But if it's just as good to fulfill that, it can't at the same time do what? Do something else in the Suin, which is a different what? Different type of thing, Lamaisa. But you'll say to me, what do you mean? What do you mean, Rabbi? Bia Nisun Osa, Bia can do both. Bia is Nisun Osa outs the Chuppah, not outs the fact that you can have Bia. If it's the fact that you have beer, then you're right. Let it do everything. You know what I mean? Why is beer Nisun Osa? Because having beer? No, it's because it creates that they're like man and wife, they're like a house. So Lamaisa, if that's the case, then Halacha Lamaisa, that's the box of Nisun. How could it do Kedushin? But then you'll respond back to me and say, this whole thing is just a pill pull. Why? Because at the end of the day, Rav Huna says what? Chuppah's kona, and he does it in one shot. And what are we saying? Bia's nesu'in also does it also in one shot too? No? No? If you take the Marsha with Rav Huna and our Shiloh, what's the end conclusion? That you get both done at the same time? No?
Yeah.
I'm just pointing out in Lumbus it might not fit, because according to our Ran, the reason why the Gemara can entertain the Shiloh that Bia's Nisun Osa is because if you do Bia, that's the best type of chuppah. But it's the best type of chuppah mitzad what? Mitzad amaisa chuppah. Not mitzad that there's a heter Bia. See, if you just focus on that there's a heter Bia and Bia can do both, okay, you know, it's balabatish. Very simple. Your conclusion that both can get accomplished, done. No problem. The Marsha with the Nirvunas are fine. But if you predicate it based on this Ran, you know what I'm saying? If you predicate it based on the Ran, the best quintessential type is what? Is Bia, so then Lamaisa, Bia can create Kedushin, but it also can create what? A Chuppah as well. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying? Bia can create, but that doesn't mean you're going to agree with Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that what? What did Rav Huna say? You got to keep in mind, guys, that Rav Huna is not Bia necessarily, it's Chuppah. Rav Huna said Chuppah kind of. So when he said Chuppah's kind of, Marsha says it does both. Does both? How can you say it does both? Marsha says it does both. I'm saying in our Shaila it doesn't do both, according to the Ran. It's not going to be able to do both. Because the whole word of the Ran is that what? Is that, you understand what I'm saying? What's the whole word of the Ran? Is that chuppah is what?
Bia.
What is chuppah? Yeah, B is the best type of chuppah. But chuppah is a category. It's a kinyan. Whether it's a Gemar kinyan or it's a separate kinyan, but it's a kinyan. Follow me? So if you say like that, B is different than Chuppah. It happens to be B is the quintessential one. But Lamaisa, therefore, he says, that's why the Gemara can bring the Shiloh, does B do Nisun as well. Because it's the quintessential one as a Chuppah. But for you to go ahead and tell me, you understand what I'm saying, that I'm a Rav Huna man, that Chuppah can be Kona for Kedushin, at the same time do Nisun, forget about it. No way. The whole word of Rav Huna is that Chuppah works for Kedushin. You want to say also it's going to work for Nisun? No way. Kedushin and Nisun are two different categories. You see that chlor from the Ran. What was the Ran's riot? That if Chuppah works after Kedushin, and its Bia is the best, then you can clear a Shia when you do Bia for Kedushin will also work for that. But he's viewing Chuppah as a what? He's viewing Chuppah as a, you know, as a kinyan. You know what I'm saying? As a separate entity. It's a different entity than Kedushin. According to the Marsha, He's not viewing it like that. I mean, if chuppah can work for kedushin, and the Maharsha says it can also work for nesuin at the same time, I mean, it doesn't seem like the Ron jives well with the Maharsha. You follow what I'm saying? It's conceptual nakuda, what I'm saying. You hear it a little bit? Ben, you hear it? You hear what I'm saying, Pinchas? You hear what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Think about it. As Rav Huna holds chuppah's koine is bevas achas. Chuppah is kedushin. Plus, also, when you do it as kedushin, it works as nesuin. It's viewing them in the very same vein. The Ron's whole shiloh, whether Bia can create kedushin or nesuin, is because Bia after kedushin is the best chuppah in the world. So it's the best chuppah in the world, so then I can clear the shiloh. When you do it for kedushin, can also work for nesuin. He's assuming at the same time it's a what? You know, there are two different, you know, there are two different categories. I'm saying the Maharsha blurs them together. The Maharsha blurs them together very much. If you hold chuppah's koine, he just says, "Oh, chuppah koine also works for nesuin too as well." All right, we got to think about it. Okay, we got to think about al pidin. Question is, let's get to this mahalach very quickly, lamaitz. Okay, we got to get to chumash to the taisis. We got a lot to do. Why didn't the Gemara bring up a possibility? Makis havayis ha'adodi.
Yeah.
Right. Kesef and shtar can't do two things at once. Right? So what makes you say that B is so special it should be able to do things both? That's what the Pnei Yeshua and the Par Yosef ask. Right? Why don't you ask us Havaya Sa'adodi? What's so special about B that should be able to do both? So I'll give you an example. I'll give you an answer, says the Pnei Yeshua. I already have a model for it. Bia does Kedushin Nesuin in one swoop. So there's already a model. So maybe Bia, we learn out from Yavama that she becomes a Nesu with Bia alone. So Rav Steinman answers like this. It's Poshet after Arison if he's Baller and makes a Nesuin. It's Poshet. The Suffolk in the Shilas, can you do two things at one time? You can't be Makish to the Kesev and Star. Kesev and Star never makes Nesuin. Never makes Nesuin. You know what I'm saying? In other words, they don't have the koach to make the suin. It's like, what are you going to do? You're going to answer the shiloh? I'm going to answer the shiloh from somebody that doesn't have the ability? You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of a good example. You can't be poshet or raya from someone that doesn't have the koach to do it. It's not even in the realm. You know what I'm saying? It's not even in the realm. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring a raya from Kesef Shtar can never make the suin in one shot. Doesn't create nesuin. It's not one of five kinyanim.
Wasn't that the question?
The question is, why aren't I poshet? I'm glad he asked me that. Why aren't you poshet the shiloh gemara because we're starting? They can't do it. You can't be poshet something that never had the koch to do it. You have to be in the realm to prove something. Kesef and shtar is b'chol not in the parsha.
The question was, didn't we say why aren't we makish of Elias Lodati?
Yes, and therefore what? Kesef and Shtar cannot create Nesuin, so Dubia shouldn't either.
Yeah.
Correct. So my answer is that you can never be makish of Elias Lodati because you can't be makish something that's not even in the realm to do. So you can't be makish and prove something that something's not in the realm to do. Kesef and Shtar never boaz a havamina to create Nesuin. They don't have the koyach. So Melo, don't bring me a rias from there.
But that's
going. I understand, but in order to be makish something, it has to be something that you could have talked about in that realm, and the halacha is that it doesn't work. I'm saying here you couldn't even talk about it. There are five ways to do chuppah. Kesef and Shtar is not one of them. You follow me? So you couldn't even bring it up. They never have the koyach to make nesuin. You hear what I'm saying? You hear?
I'm just saying it's kind of going around the question.
Not really, because
the answer is
right.
Because that never comes up for nesuin.
Right, but what I'm saying more than that, I'm saying it's not in the realm of even being able to do it, and the halacha is it can't.
So that still doesn't answer.
You're saying who cares? The mice at the end of the day it can't, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I'll bring you a riot for it in Shas. What we say in Ksubis and what we say in Ksubis? What daf? Ayin dalam and alf? The Gemara asked the kasha that what in order to make it tonight has to be isu b'shlichus. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? How can you make a Tanaya and Bia? Bia is not Mishlichus.
Yeah.
So the Gemara said, Havayis La'adadi.
Yeah.
Right? We do the Havayis La'adadi. Even though it's not in the realm.
Yeah.
I'm saying that Gemara is all up to frag that, you know what I mean? She the Gemara said Avayis Adati even when it wasn't Shaykh. Right? Remember the Gemara said that in Ksubis?
Where was it?
What
was saying?
Milsu Lesa B'Tanai Lesa.
Yeah.
So how can you make a Tanai and Pia when you can't make a Shlichas and Pia? Gemara said Avayis Adati. You can't do it, you know what I mean? So you see Avayis Adati even by something.
You can't do it where?
By Pia you can make a Tanai even though you can't make a Shlichas to do Pia.
Yeah.
So you see that what you don't that
by
that,
the other two it is Shaykh.
Right, so the Gemara says Avayis Adati even the Pia, even though it can't be done by Pia. So I'm saying Skopka Frag this whole answer, I'm thinking. But that's his answer. That's what Rosh Taimi wants to give an answer. Rosh Taimi, I want you to write down in your notes. Rosh Taimi gives an answer, what I was Masber. You can't bring a Raya from something that doesn't have the Koch. Number two, I'm asking, the whole thing is not a good answer. Because we do see a paradigm for it, that we say Makash Havayis La'adadi, even when if technically you can't do it by Bia. An example, by Bia. By Bia, there's no Shlichas. That's what we're asking on it. That's what we're asking. Very good. That's what we're asking. Halacha l'maisa. Yeah, it says Avayis La'adadi. There it is. Someone says Bia that will actually come out of Shliach. He also have a Bia have a Tanai. How some sure if you ask Avayis La'adadi? I would ask him Rosh Shimon. I would say, well, Rebbe, l'maisa, what do you say? L'maisa. How can you give that teretz? How can you give that teretz? Can't be makel because we start has no kolam. So they have no. What do you mean? Fucker, we say Avayis La'adadi. When Bia can't do Shliach, right? So he gives another answer.
I think Rosh Taimi was saying where the other two things aren't Shaykh.
Yeah.
Whereas in the Gemara and Ksubis, that's only Bia is not Shaykh.
So you mean if two of them? You mean if two of them are good?
Two of them.
So you can be Makash one to two that doesn't have that bill? I don't. Yeah. So you're saying here also, why aren't you Makash? The Kasha was already Makash Bia to Kesav and Shtar. Kesav and Shtar can't do two things. So Bia can't either. Right? That was the Kasha. Right? Just do like you do in Ksubis and Ayin Hay. You know what I mean? So the Terrence says those things aren't Shaykh. They don't have the koch to do it.
I don't like the answer for a different.
No, but I'm saying his answer is that they don't have the koyach l'mais. I'm saying from the word Ksubis, they don't have the koyach to do tshlichas. It's still they did it, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, the other teretz he gives is in, since bia is ishus, there's a svara. Since bia is ishus, there's a svara that ishus will work more than kesef and shtar. So therefore, there's no hakish because you're creating. That's what I was thinking, l'mais. I mean, it's a marital element. I mean, you're having bia with her. So if you're having bia with her, maybe you could bring up the possibility in one swoop you're doing kedushin in the suma.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I said, okay, they're different things, kesher and shtar. They're technical. It's not marital elements. You have kesher and shtar by chosh and mishpat, you know. This is a marital element, so you can present the shayla like that. Okay, good. Good. Very good. So where are we up to now? So we're up to the taisis. Yeah? These two tosses we got to do, yeah? I want to get Viter in the Gemara, though. Okay, so we got to do these. Let's do these two tosses and lean that on Sunday, yeah? Yeah? And then tomorrow we got to get going. I'd like to finish by Monday, Tuesday. I don't know. We'll see. We got to understand everything. Let's get the Chumash. Okay? We have in Parsha Shmini, you know, the terrible calamity of Nadav and Avihu. So, the Rabban is a, you know, there are different reasons why the issues are. One is that they did something that wasn't commanded. Your heart's in the right place. Kodesh Baruch says that's not acceptable to him. Your heart in the right place is not acceptable. You have to follow the Dini HaTorah, and it's not acceptable. Number two, they didn't get married. Why? Because they wouldn't be able to mechanach their kids properly because of the Terech of Tzibor. So that's a terrible philosophy. Plus the fact, were they really being legitimate? What the tircha, the leading the tzibur themselves wouldn't take away from their learning, right? Right. Nafsho chasheke b'tayra. We said Ben Azai, according to one cheetah, didn't get married because he's always learning. L'maisa. Then they want to take over. They said, when will these skanim die? So l'maisa, that's another reason they weren't legitimate. Allah l'maisa, they weren't legitimate. Another reason they went in when they were drunk. Another reason is that they paskin in front of the Rebbe. These are all, you know what the common thread of all these things are? The common thread is that Lamaisa, you know, there's a process. You get the Pesach Rebbe, you're drunk, you're not doing it b'kavadik. You don't get married Lamaisa, you're not following the halacha of what you're supposed to try to do. They're trying to come up with corners. There's a process, it's not just the outcome. And none of you were not patient enough to be able to realize that there is a process that gets to the outcome. And to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called an Eish Zara. And that's very important. No, it's not fast food, the Torah. We have to try to work through it on Meiwas. And any process, you have to be able to have the what? Have the ability to be patient. You know what patience means? Patience includes failures. You know, Aaron is told by Moshe, Krav al Mizbeach, come close to the Mizbeach. Why didn't he want to come close to the Mizbeach? So you know what the Rabban says? Because he saw that he thought the Mizbeach was like a shore. He kept seeing the Egel Azav in his mind. Either the Sutton put it in his mind, or he put it in his mind himself. But he was so afraid to what? To get up. You know, it says in the Pasuk, Sheva Yipol Kam Tzadik. 7 times a tzaddik could fall, but he's got to get up. The chiddush is in getting up. That's the chiddush. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu yelled at Aaron and said, Krav al Mizbeach. Come close to the Mizbeach. You have to move on. I'm not saying forget about the Egel Azav completely. But he said you have to move on from it. Even though every Aver Ben Omo Makom, we know from the Dora Doros, is connected to Egel Azav. But he said you must move on. That was his only chait. That's what the Rabban writes al Torah in our Parsha. But it was in his mind. He was scared to what? To come forward. Moshe Rabbeinu says you got to do it. You got to get it together. You got to have the ability to get up. People fall. No one's perfect. It's like Rav Kuttner has in his letters, Kufi Dalit. Some guy wrote him, he's having problems. So, you know what he writes in? It's a whole long letter in Hebrew. But in English, there's one line. You can lose the battle, but you can win the war. Why do you think the Shivya Meim Eluim in our Parsha? He puts it up one day, takes it down. Puts it up one day, takes it down. What is that to symbolize? That you have failures, but you got to get up. You got to get up and you got to work at it. And that's what he means when he says Krav al Mizbeach. Krav al Mizbeach means exactly that. And you have to keep that in mind. You have to be able to what? You have to be able to put yourself together to be able to do that. And Aaron was this person that was Krav al Mizbeach. And imagine with Nadav and Avihu passing away. His 2 sons. As we developed, Eish Zara means what? Something that what? Something that wasn't Mitzuvah. I'm only looking at the outcome. Mistomim, what kind of failure he felt with that, with his 2 boys. Vayido Maro. He was quiet. He had the wherewithal to always come up again. Rebound. Always to rebound. You know what Vayido means? He was like a stone. Like a stone face. He didn't even say anything. He didn't complain. He could have said something. What could he have said? The Medrash says he could have said B'yom Shmini Yimo B'sar Alasol. He could have said an Eitei Litu a Mitzvah Milu. What does that symbolize? What do you mean he could have said that Mitzvah? What do you mean he could have said B'yom Shmini Yimo B'sar Alasol? So one shot is why'd you damper the Simcha? The Gemara says in Nida, why is it the 8th day? Because when you have a child, the parents are very emotionally charged. Hashem gives 8 days to get ready. So he says, Halacha L'maisa, why'd you have to damper the simcha of the Chamish Milu with the death of Nadav Aviv? That's when his B'yom HaShmini Yimol B'sar HaLasol. Could have made that time, but V'yidu Marum. He was quiet. Also, he could have said Nolad Mohol. What's the din of Nolad Mohol? A boy's not Nolad Mohol. They were trying to do actions. Their heart was in the right place. Their heart wasn't in the right place. That's why a person is not born circumcised. Hashem wants us to do actions. So therefore, what I was doing in action. They were doing action. Hey, sorry, no. He was quiet. Also, you have a circumcision when the baby's so young, you don't know who the baby is, 8 days old. These boys were in their 20s. He knew them. He had a relationship with them. And now they perish. All these things are behind B'yom HaShmini Yimol B'sar HaLasol. That's a Medrash plea. That's what he could have said, but he was quiet. And he rebounds. And he's strong. And you see it also in the Parsha B'Mod Al-Emes. Moshe Rabbeinu gets in a fight with Aaron about how doing the kachim, what they should have eaten. And Moshe Rabbeinu said he made a mistake. It was Mod Al-Emes. And it says what? Vayita Beinav. He was happy about it. Either you could continue fighting, either you could be shosek, or either you could say, you know what, you're right, and be happy about it, that the other guy's right. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was. That's the ultimate rebound, no? Being happy the other guy's wrong, the other guy's right, you're happy at that moment? That's all part of rebound. Not sulking and I got it wrong. You know, you're sulking. You're quiet. No. This is what Moshe and Aaron represented, guys. These midas. Being able to rebound. Being able to be modal emes. Realizing that you have to want to pull yourself up and go vital. And be the simcha. And that's what these parshas represent to us, because we're in serious honor, guys. We were meant to Ashari Tumah. One more, we'd be destroyed. Every day of the Omer, there are 49 gates of there's 49 days of Omer. Every day we're supposed to eradicate Ashari Tumah. Have you grown every day of the Omer? I'm trying to say that to myself, but I mean it earnestly. Have you grown every day? We have to try. That's why Hashem puts Yom HaTzimut during the Sfira, I want to say, to test us. Whatever your sheet is, you say halal, you don't say halal, halal the bracha, mechaber one sheet. Shalonago kovet zeh vzeh, but the Tamid Rebbe Akiva perished. He put a tafka in to show whether we're going to have covet. Are we going to respect the one? That's what I think. Why did tafka put in Sfira's Omer? And during the time of the Omer. But we have to realize, we have to be people that are besimcha and besimcha allegiance to rebounding. Rebound. That's where Moshe writes to a woman, her daughter was very depressed. He says, you got to be besimcha with her, because it'll have an impression on her. And this is what Moshe and Aaron Lamais were happy for one another. When Aaron became the Kohen Gadol, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to take it from him, even though he did the Elazav. And when Moshe Rabbeinu became the leader, Aaron was so happy about it. This is what this parsha brings to us. So we have to internalize these nekudas, as you should. Especially during Sfiras Omer, we want to grow, to accept the Torah, highlighted by what? Minchas Omer made of what? Barley. Min Shtei Alecha made of wheat. Barley is food for animals. Chid is wheat for men. Spiritual human beings, we want to grow to get Har Sinai, to accept the Torah, as you should. Shlemus. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos, and we'll continue, as you should. See, is anyone at the door? How many do we have?
Five.
Yes, sir. Looking for five. Looking for the Aguru.
No, yes, sir.
How are we doing?